News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brian, school board members have taken the next step towards asking voters to increase property taxes for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to collect an additional $3 million in state funding. That's in addition to the tax increase, generating another $1.4 million from property owners. Bryan ISD board members and administrators, including Communications Director Brandon Webb, continue to stress that the 2-cent increase is more than offset by a 3-cent drop in the district's tax rate to pay for bond issues. Visited with Brandon Webb, beginning with the discussion about the two different tax rates that the school district has.
So essentially we have two sides of the tax, the maintenance and operations side, and that is the cost of labor and electricity bills and so forth. And then we have what's called cryptically the I and S side, or that stands for interest and sinking, which is the debt side of our tax rate. So the maintenance and operations side is currently $1.04, and the debt side of our tax rate is 31 cents. So that gets you to a total tax rate of $1.35 per $100 of assessed value. So we have been aggressive with our debt payment over the years. Our CFO, Amy Draws, has been extremely careful in the way that we borrow, the amount that we borrow, and also putting our bonds out for bid so that we get these very competitive interest rates on our bonds. And that's allowed us to accelerate our debt payment such that we're actually in a position that a lot of school districts aren't, which is to give our taxpayers some relief while at the same time, we've had these two golden pennies from $1.04 to $1.06 on the M&O side sitting out there for several years. And at this time, if we take advantage of those 2 cents, that nets an additional $3.1 million from Austin year in and year out every year in perpetuity. So,
or at least until the state changes the formula.
Right. As long as perpetuity lasts in Texas, right, every 2 years. And so what we can do is essentially drop the debt side of our tax rate 3 cents and raise the maintenance and operations side 2 cents. So it's a net 1 cent tax relief for the taxpayer or a tax cut, but it takes advantage of that new funding out of Austin. And so in total, between local revenue that it will generate and the new state revenue, which is about $3.1 million, we're looking at about a $4 million revenue increase to the district, which is particularly critical in the year ahead because there's a hole in the budget for the year ahead.
You're listening to a conversation I had with Brandon Webb, the communications director of the Bryan School District. This followed a special meeting in the school board yesterday where there is more discussion and another step taken towards a final vote next month on calling what's called a TRE, tax ratification election, to increase the property tax rate in Bryan ISD for maintenance and operation by 2 cents in order to gain an additional $3+ million in state funding. The conversation continuing with Brandon Webb talking about upcoming needs in the 2017-18 Bryan School District budget.
We've really tried to be competitive with teacher salaries, and that's something that the board is looking at very heavily for next month. It'll be a busy month because they're talking about how many buses to purchase. They're talking about what percentage raise to give teachers because obviously we need to retain faculty here in the district. We want our best and brightest to stay with us and build homes here and raise families here and put their children in our schools. And we have to stay competitive with teacher pay, regardless of what drum beating you hear out of Austin about. You know, the $1,000 raises, that sounds like a nice, even, convenient number to throw around, but we're interested in what is the maximum we can do for teachers to not only retain them, but to reward them for the performance that they give us. So part of the increase in the budget is related to performance-based pay. That's a compensation system that was developed last year. So the better students perform, the more you're at work, et cetera, you have the opportunity to earn an increase in pay. It's sort of a bonus pay structure, but it's based on performance. I mean, you've got to earn it. And then the other side is we just need to increase the number at which we hire in teachers, that salary, and the number at which teachers that are currently on the payroll are getting paid. And then, of course, school buses run about $100,000 a piece. And that's something we do not want to fall behind in, because an aging fleet potentially is a very unreliable and possibly dangerous fleet. So,
and I want to go back to the pay increases, just because the board also recently increased administrator salaries too at the campus building levels as well, for the same reasons you talked about the teachers, to try to retain them.
Exactly right. We've done some market analysis of what campus principals are making, and we just have struggled over the years to run as fast as our counterparts, particularly to the southeast, can run. They can run a little faster salary-wise than we can. And the job of principal is an extraordinarily difficult job, probably only tougher job in the district is that of a teacher. So we've got to do what we can. And so the board, typically the order of raises goes teachers first, and then everybody else after that. But in this case, it's a little bit flipped, because we weren't sure exactly what the legislature was going to do, and we're also looking at this prospect of a TRE, or a tax ratification election, although the board has signaled its intent to obviously adjust teacher pay upward, regardless of whether they proceed with a tax ratification election, which all of this would come due next month. So the board would approve a budget, would settle on teacher raises, would potentially call an election, which would be a special election that would take place in about mid-October. And it would have everything that goes along with an election. So early voting, location.
Continuing my visit with Brandon Webb, the communications director for the Bryan School District, as the Bryan School Board next month will consider final action to call a TRE, or a tax ratification election, to increase the property tax rate for maintenance and operations in order to gain additional state funding. On the subject of holding the election instead of doing it in the November general election, the thought right now is to hold a special election in October. And I asked Brandon Webb about the reason for that.
Part of the issue is Brazos County is a split. You can make split tax payments on your property taxes in Brazos County. And our concern is if we wait till November 7th to do this, then the results of the election could force the county into a very uncomfortable position, because what we don't want to do is force the tax office to have to send out two tax letters. In other words, here's your initial tax letter that you would receive in November, and then the TRE happens, and they have to issue another letter. So there's a lot of concern about confusing residents. Well, I already got this letter, so they throw the new one away. Well, it's actually a tax decrease on their second letter that the tax office would be sending out, and it's also wasted postage. So it gives us a little bit earlier time in the year to know what our budget's going to be, about a month earlier, mid-October versus early November. And also, it really recognizes the difficulty we would put on the tax office by changing our tax rate that late.
All right, let's quickly then go through the timetable. Today was a special meeting, if I understand correctly. The board declared its intent, but that intent has yet to become official then.
I would say the board discussed very seriously the possibility of calling an election at one of the August meetings. So far, the thinking is probably the August 7th workshop, because we're under a very, very tight window of time to get this done this fall. There are a number of steps that one has to take. This has to be advertised in the newspaper publicly. It's got to be, since we're using certified values, there's a certain number of days you have to wait until an election. And then we've got to, of course, get our polling locations, our workers hired. I mean, there's an awful lot that's got to be done. And I can't commend the folks at the tax office enough, and everyone who's been involved in this process, for knowing what a priority is for us and bending over backwards to help us through this process. Because it is a compressed timeline, but the board recognizes the situation with the budget next year and the importance to take advantage of this revenue out of Austin that we've more or less been leaving on the table for year after year, and they're ready to get that funding and get that support for our kids.
And again, repeating, it's all because of the stars apparently being in the alignment where you're able to, or at least the board's able to consider a 3-cent decrease in the tax rate for the debt service in order to offer the opportunity to increase the tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents. If I read Amy Draw's presentation correctly, that should voters be allowed to vote on this, if the board takes that action and voters approve it, Bryan ISD is getting an estimated $3 million more in state revenue and another $1.4 million from increased local property taxes. And that helps what's now estimated to be a $3.6 million shortfall in next year's budget.
That's correct. And the other thing I would really emphasize, Bill, and we've been making this point over the past several weeks as this conversation becomes more and more public, as the idea gels and the board really strongly signals its intent that, yes, they think this is the way that they're going to go in August, is this is not the gotcha scenario that some people will fear. In other words, you're not getting a tax cut today so that next year we can drop another bond on the community. This district has done such an aggressive job, what's called refunding bonds, in other words, paying back those bonds and paying down our debt structure, that we can be in the position to drop our debt tax rate 3 cents and raise the other side just 2 cents, and give that money back to the community. And the only discussion about a future bond would be at the moment is a possible expansion to another elementary school, probably on the east side of Highway 6, where we have some property for that. But with enrollment flat the last 2 years, you know, there is certainly not a headlong rush to do that. So that is really the only pressure on the horizon for the next bond, and that doesn't appear to be anytime soon. So it's not a tax break in advance of a, hey, we got you, here's another bond tax increase, you know, right around the corner. So I want to put those kind of concerns to rest.
Thanks again to Brandon Webb, the communications director of the Bryan School District, for getting us caught up on what the Bryan School Board talked about yesterday in a special meeting regarding next year's Bryan School District budget and how that looks like it's going to include asking voters to increase the property tax rate by 2 cents for maintenance and operations at a time where the proposed budget calls for a 3-cent decrease in the tax rate in the district's bonded indebtedness. More information about the school board's discussion yesterday, along with this interview, is posted online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.